Joining us now from Gaza City is NPR's Anthony Kuhn. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
What is happening where you are now?
Well, I've just arrived in Gaza City, and I saw numerous explosions in Gaza, some sending up huge plumes of smoke into the air. The border crossing is open, and journalists are coming in. Now, on the way down from Jerusalem to Gaza, I was passing by a town called Kiryat Malachi, and I saw four or five explosions in the sky that left plumes of smoke. And it was then reported that rockets hit this town and killed several Israelis. What I saw apparently was a missile defense system, rockets trying to take out the incoming missiles. So overnight, we've heard that a number of Palestinians have been killed. Air raids have been continuing on Palestinian infrastructure in Gaza City, I believe, in an attempt to preempt any retaliatory strikes by Hamas and other militant groups. I'm right now on the coast, and I've been told that there are Israeli warships off the coast.
This seems like a particularly dangerous time for Israel to be mounting an extremely aggressive response, given tensions in Egypt, Syria, and Iran. Why is this happening now?
Well, a lot of people were saying this was not a good time because Israeli elections are coming up in January. Also, because there's an administration in Egypt which is very concerned about the violence, and they recalled their ambassador yesterday. There is also disturbance up on the northern border with Syria on the Golan Heights. At the same time, since Saturday, there have been hundreds of rockets hitting southern Israel, fired by Hamas and other militant groups. And that was costing the administration of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu politically as well. So if he didn't take action, that would have cost him.
What about reaction from the international community?
It's a matter of deep concern for the international community. The Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi recalled his country's ambassador yesterday. And called on the Arab League to convene an emergency meeting. Also, the UN Security Council held a meeting last night in order to discuss the situation.
Is there any sign at all that either side is prepared to talk about backing this down?
Well, before this fighting broke out, there were reports that Egypt had brokered a ceasefire between the two sides. Hamas claimed that Israel had violated that agreement, and that they had not really committed to the ceasefire. So that's what people are looking to see right now. Will Hamas and the other militant groups use their most potent missiles if they strike at large population centers, for example, in the region of Tel Aviv or something? That would certainly provoke a very tough response. Is Israel willing to go full out and send in ground troops, which could cause a lot of casualties? Their efforts, their desire to avoid that kind of operation is why they have chosen in past to go with assassinations instead.
Anthony Kuhn, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anthony Kuhn, reporting from Gaza City.